Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
The Boar Knight, Part 9, The Seven Seas. Sir Nathaniel, having been raised a most proper and polite boar by his beloved mother and honored father, was taught the importance of being a gracious loser and a humble victor. As a boarlet, winning meant acting as an example to those even younger, and losing was simply an opportunity to improve. As Nathaniel grew and trained, and his youthful days turned into budding journeys, those journeys into adventures, and those adventures into a knighthood, still, these humble sentiments remained. His great deeds of knightly valor, of which he himself had a difficult time proudly recounting as tales of heroism, were sung across the land to lift solemn spirits and calm nervous hearts. And his failures, for yes, even a mighty boar knight can fail, helped him chart new paths forward and learn from his weaknesses. But now, in that deep cavern, standing before a mythical wall of talking stone, Sir Nathaniel was soon to face this innermost fear. To be placed center stage in the hearts of others, to be bombarded by adoration and spoken of, sung of in the highest esteem.
How?
Magic, dear gnome, as it is known, and I am the guardian of the stone. Fair greetings.
Oh, this is an enchantment, certainly, and so well done. You are a real beauty.
And you, stout warrior, succeed to flatter. For I was built by dwarves of old, for that matter.
You do appear as fine and sturdy as only dwarven craftsmanship can claim. Oh, a sight for sore eyes.
A knight seeking passage to the undersea? Know now that I must test your plea.
He speaks the truth. He's a knight, and I his squire.
And me too, please. But I'm a bard, not a squire. Together we seek the Ocean King and a cure for a terrible curse.
You seek the King of the Ocean and the final piece of your curse-breaking potion. But first, you must show you are worthy to descend and prove yourself a capable friend.
Are all entrances to the undersea protected like this?
Before every wharf waits a door, crafted of finest stone and ore. But the sea is quite vast, and many have passed through passages far and unknown. Yes, Sir Knight. For not long ago, across the sky dashed a glow. Down it crashed to the waters, so I heard from sea otters. Thus surely they entered port without permission. And now we worry for the sea's hidden condition.
Of course, we will take your tests, or whatever.
Are we sure? Like, what if it's... What if it's monsters or more pirates? All leatherback sea turtles. Oh no. Right, yes, okay. We'll do it the right way then.
Before you pass through, your leader must prove that he possesses the virtues he'll need.
And what virtues are these?
Those of the seven seas. Courageous.
What he's about.
Compassionate.
Oh, no doubt.
Clever.
As a fox.
Charismatic.
Oh, he talks the talk.
Charitable.
Never leaving one in need.
Calm.
A level head for every deed.
And compact.
What?
Compact.
Well,
I guess we're all quite small.
If you're sure, prove his service with a tune, unless you're nervous.
Oh, a musical challenge. Excellent. This is much more my style. Hang on. Let me just get the...
But be cautious, little bard, for if you lie, your path is barred.
We don't need lies. Sir Nathaniel is a hero.
Don't be shy, sir. Your stories give others heart.
Then begin your tune anytime soon.
Right then. Are we ready?
Oh, many arrive standing before me, but few ever cross to the undersea. So now I must ask conditions to appease. Hero, tell me now of your seven seas.
The first one?
Courage, little bard.
Slew Kutakila, saved a kingdom from terror.
And next is compassion, woo me with his heart.
I'll recount his stories, but where do I start? Hear now of his compassion, how he saved the Kirin. Though his time is precious, he'd never leave one lost.
Hero, tell me now of your seven seas. Also so clever.
Very port.
Now his charisma.
Of that I've no fear.
Hero, tell me now of your seven seas.
So, Sir Nathaniel, doesn't she look wonderful today?
How kind! How sweet!
His charms are quite clear.
Of that I can hear. Hero, tell me now of your seven seas.
I'll remind you of his compassion, how he saved the Kirin. Though his time is precious, he'd never leave one lost.
Hero, tell me now of your seven seas.
He's got courage. He's got compassion. He's got charisma and charm. But is he charitable?
When offered gold and riches, he's given them all away.
But can he remain calm in situations dark and gray?
Never in my long, short life have I met so collected a bore. Outwit, outrace, outponder her, the threats knights cannot ignore.
Though many arrive standing before me, but few ever cross into the undersea. So now I must ask one last condition to appease. Hero, tell me now of your seven seas.
We've told you of compassion and calm, clever charisma and charitable charm.
But there is one more sea that you must become. Hero, tell me now of your seventh sea, ending them all compact.
you must be able to pass down into the undersea.
A dwarf bore a gnome as compact as can be.
Oh, thank you, dear, for your 70s.
Well, there we go. Oh, I don't think I've been challenged to a musical proving ground in maybe 4 years. Well, not since they decided it wasn't a proper way to present proof in court cases.
I have chosen well to become his squire.
Don't be embarrassed, sir. Humble isn't one of the 7 C's, but you've got that fine quality too. You should be proud. You've done so much for so many.
And so, I can heartily agree to grant access to the undersea. I wish you well on your righteous quest. And please, give the Ocean King my best.
If I may, I have a question.
You certainly may. What have you to say?
I can think of no dwarven enchantment that requires you to rhyme. Is it part of the enchantment or something else? A curse?
Yes, I wondered that too.
I am but a lonely door, waiting for legends of lore, left alone in the cold and dark. And so I add a little rhyme.
Well, keep it up. I love to hear it. You might also enjoy some varied rhyme schemes, so think about it. But you're doing great. It really adds to the mythical feel. I mean the whole thing, the deep lake, the carved stone markers, the enchanted portal, the rhyming just... perfect. Can't wait to write up the ballad for this.
Now, we must hurry. The full moon is growing closer with every passing hour. The longer we dwell here, the less time we have to find the Ocean King. And I hate to worry you, sir, but just because a book said the Ocean King had a moon pearl all those years ago, it doesn't mean he has one now. We need all the time we can get.
Yes?
Of course.
As I open, you can pass through to see beyond of deepest blue. Farewell, dear heroes, small and brave, and take great care beneath its waves.
Farewell. Thank you.
Thank you, Stone Guardian. I hope we meet again.
Ooh, it's so dark in here and... Oh, it's cold as well. Oh, I don't like cold.
Está esperando. I think I was expecting the door to open directly into a deep ocean, but yes, okay. A staircase makes more sense. Wait. I do hear something.
Ashore!
It? The shore of the undersea?
We made it! We made it! Sabía que podíamos.
Okay, now we just have to find the Ocean King. We can do that.
Oh, thank you. How do I put this on?
Right, the gills fish neck water breathers. Because of the water and us going under it. Right. Oh boy. Are we really ready to do this? To dive in, or I guess wade? Ah, right. Yes, of course, sir.
No thanks needed, sir.
I should thank you. I've never had such an adventure. Even if it is a bit scary at times, I don't think I would have had this much fun waiting around at home for a story to fall in my lap. Though I do miss my comfy bed a great deal. Oh, well, thanks. If we can keep up at this pace, we'll have an epic in no time. Right, yes.
Here we go.
And there, in the beautiful dark of a glowing rock dome arching above like a dawning sky. Sir Nathaniel and his stalwart companions waded into the waiting, waving waters of the undersea. The little wharf that they left behind was a dock of a bygone age and little more. It lingered, lonely rock embankments tipping into the sea foam one pebble at a time, slowly joining the lustrous life teeming below. As the trio descended down beneath its waving surface, the waters grew calmer, brighter, and warmer. The algae of the undersea shone in gold and blue, swirling like sun rays in the deep. They breathed deeply, feeling their clever purchases come into use with a slight taste of seaweed and the blowing of amused ballooning bubbles. Now they were here in the undersea. Algae glowing, plant life flowing, and the multitudes of aquatic life, great, small, and greater still, bustling about them. Bustling, it appeared, very quickly, loudly, and in one particular direction. Bustling, perhaps a bit too roughly. Bustling to the point of a full stampede. And as the fish swam, the crabs skittered, and the shrimp scooted by, they cried out that most terrible of words, monster.
The Boar Knight, written by K.A. Stats. Produced with additional sound design and accordion by Travis Vengroff. Edited with sound design and mixing by Dane Leonardson. With music by Stephen Malin, Ryan McQuinn, and Travis Vengroff. Starring Sam Yao, Paul Mea, David Devereaux, Juliana Gutierrez, and Tanya Milojevic. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Here comes the Boar Knight. No.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.